Hey everyone, and welcome! I am so pumped for this deep dive. We're going to be tackling something I know a lot of you are curious about: large language models. You know, those things that power ChatGPT, they seem to be everywhere these days, but what's the big deal? Well, today we're going to explore how LLMs might actually be on the brink of totally revolutionizing the way we deal with information. You with me?
Absolutely. It's a really exciting time to be thinking about this stuff.
I've got to say, even just dipping my toes into the research for this one, it's kind of blown my mind. But I think before we get ahead of ourselves, we need to lay some groundwork. We're talking about LLMs, the semantic web, knowledge graphs. It's a lot.
Yeah, definitely a lot of jargon flying around. It's easy to get tripped up.
Exactly. And we want to make sure everyone's coming along for the ride, right? So let's start with, I don't know, almost like a 101 on the basics here. Like, we hear these terms, data, information, knowledge, they're used kind of interchangeably, but I'm guessing they have distinct meanings in this context.
You're absolutely right, they do. It's a super important distinction. Think of it like this. Imagine you're baking,
Yeah,
right?
okay, I'm following.
Data is kind of like the raw ingredients, just individual components, no real meaning on their own, flour, sugar, you name it. Just like in our world, Kingsley Idahan is just a name, a bunch of letters strung together.
Makes sense.
Now, information is where we add a little bit of structure, like a recipe that tells you how much of each ingredient to use. So instead of just Kingsley Idahan, we now have Kingsley Idahan, CEO.
Gotcha. So now we're getting some context.
Exactly. But knowledge, that's where things get really interesting. That's like actually tasting the cake, appreciating the flavors, the textures, understanding the why behind the recipe. So in our example, knowing that Kingsley Idahan is the CEO of OpenLink Software and what that company actually does, that's where true understanding kicks in.
I like that analogy. It's making things a lot clearer. So basically, what you're saying is humans, we do this kind of instinctively, right?
Exactly.
Like, I see a name, a title, maybe a company, and my brain automatically starts putting together this whole picture of who that person is, what they do.
It's incredible when you think about it how effortlessly our brains make those connections. But computers, well, they need a little more help to get there.
Right, they can't exactly taste the cake, can they? So is that where the semantic web comes in, trying to bridge that gap between just having information and actually understanding it?
You've hit the nail on the head. The semantic web is all about making information machine readable, but not just in a basic sense. It's about capturing those layers of meaning, those relationships that we as humans just seem to grasp intuitively.
So how do we actually do that? How do we make information make sense to a machine the same way it does to us? Because one thing that really jumped out to me when I was reading that paper, you know, the one semantic web and LM-based chatbot symbiosis?
Great paper. Really lays out the potential here.
It really does. And one thing it kept mentioning was hyperlinks. And at first I was like, wait, hyperlinks? Like those things we click on to go from one website to another? What do those have to do with the semantic web?
It's a great question because it seems so simple, right? But that connection is actually way deeper than you might think.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So in the semantic web, hyperlinks are used in a very similar way to how we use them on the regular internet. They connect different pieces of information together. Just like we click on links to jump between pages to gather more context, machines can use these special semantic hyperlinks to uncover relationships between data points that would otherwise seem totally isolated.
So it's not just about having a ton of information, it's about creating these connections, building a web of knowledge that machines can actually make sense of, kind of like what our brains do naturally, but on a massive scale.
Exactly. And a key part of creating that structure is the use of what we call knowledge graphs.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Knowledge graphs has a good ring to it. Tell me more about those.
Basically, imagine a knowledge graph like a map. But instead of streets and landmarks, we have entities, people, places, things, ideas, and the lines connecting them show us how those things are related. So instead of a map of physical locations, it's like a map of knowledge itself.
Okay, knowledge graphs. I think I'm starting to get it, but give me a real-world example. Where do these things actually pop up?
Oh, they're everywhere. You know, like when you search for something online.
Yeah, like a million times a day.
Exactly. So let's say you're curious about, I don't know, that Kingsley Idahan guy from the paper we keep mentioning. You type his name into Google, and boom, suddenly you've got all this information, his title, his company, maybe even a picture. That, my friend, is the power of knowledge graphs at work.
Wait, really? I always just assumed Google was some kind of magic trick.
Well, there's a lot of complex stuff happening behind the scenes, for sure. But at its core, a knowledge graph is how a search engine like Google understands that Kingsley Idahan isn't just some random string of letters. Oh. It knows that it's connected to other entities like OpenLink Software, CEO, Semantic Web, all this stuff. And it's constantly updating those connections, learning new ones, refining its understanding.
Wow, that's wild. I never realized it was so intricate.
Oh, it's incredibly intricate. Mm. But that's what makes it so powerful. And that's why this whole idea of LLMs and the semantic web working together is so exciting.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Because when I first heard it, I'll admit, I was a little skeptical. I was like, how can these two things possibly work together?
It's funny how these things happen, right? Two seemingly separate fields suddenly collide and boom. Something amazing emerges.
It's true. Like peanut butter and jelly, sometimes the most unexpected pairings are the best.
Exactly. And in this case, the potential is enormous. LLMs, with their ability to process and generate natural language, they give us the key to unlocking all that knowledge trapped within the semantic web.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So it's like instead of just typing in keywords and hoping for the best, I could actually have a conversation with an LLM.
Precisely. Imagine being able to ask Google, not just best Italian restaurant near me, but something like, hey, I'm feeling kind of fancy tonight. Any recommendations for a romantic Italian place with a great wine list walking distance from my apartment?
Okay, now that is what I'm talking about. That sounds amazing. No more scrolling through endless pages of search results.
Exactly. And because the LLM is connected to this vast knowledge graph, it can understand the nuances of your request, your preferences, your location, and give you a truly personalized response.
Sign me up. I need that in my life. And I hate to be a downer here, but what about the whole LLM making stuff up problem? You know, sometimes they get a little creative with the truth. How does the semantic web help with that?
That's a really important question. And it's one of the most exciting areas of research in this field. LLMs on their own, yeah, they can sometimes hallucinate. But by grounding them in the factual information of the semantic web, we essentially give them a much needed reality check. It's like having a super-powered fact-checker on hand, making sure everything they tell you is accurate and consistent with the real world.
So instead of just letting them run wild with their imaginations, we're giving them boundaries.
In a way, yes. It's not about stifling their creativity, but rather about providing a framework for them to operate within.
It's like we're teaching them to be responsible storytellers, not just making stuff up for the fun of it.
Exactly. And this is particularly crucial when we think about using LLMs in fields like healthcare or scientific research.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Imagine a doctor relying on an LLM to diagnose a patient and the LLM just starts pulling symptoms out of thin air. Not good.
Not good at all. That's why this idea of grounding LLMs in the semantic web is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Because it means that instead of relying on guesswork or intuition, we can build systems that are demonstrably more accurate, more reliable, and ultimately more trustworthy.
So we've talked about the potential downsides, but honestly, when you really start thinking about the possibilities here, it's pretty mind-blowing.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the applications are practically limitless when you get right down to it.
Like, where do we even begin? What does a world powered by LLMs and the semantic web actually look like?
Well, think about it this way. Right now, we interact with information in a very kind of clunky, piecemeal way.
I feel that. I spend half my life, it feels like, just trying to find the right search terms.
Exactly. And even when you find the right information, there's no guarantee you can trust it or that it's presented in a way that's easy to understand, right?
Oh, tell me about it. The amount of times I've gone down these rabbit holes of like conflicting research or just totally biased websites. Like,
yeah.
It's exhausting.
I know exactly what you mean. But now imagine a world where instead of having to hunt down information, it comes to you.
Okay, now you're talking. Like some kind of personalized, always-on, super smart research assistant.
Exactly. It anticipates your needs, answers your questions before you even have to ask them. It could be as simple as, you know, you're reading an article about a topic you're unfamiliar with.
Which happens to me like every other day.
Right. So you're reading this article and instantly, seamlessly, all this extra context appears alongside it. Definitions, related concepts, maybe even links to relevant research papers or expert opinions, all curated and presented in a way that's easy to digest and understand.
Okay, now that is cool. It's like having footnotes for the entire internet.
Exactly. And because this information is all grounded in the factual data of the semantic web, you know you can trust it. No more worrying about bias or misinformation. It's all been vetted and verified.
It's like finally having a reliable guide in this crazy, messy world of information. I love it.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Imagine the possibilities in education, for example.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. Like, personalized lesson plans tailored to each student's learning style, or instant access to any piece of knowledge, no matter how obscure.
Exactly. And not just access, but understanding. LLMs could help students grasp complex concepts by breaking them down into simpler terms, providing real-world examples, even adapting to their individual learning pace and style.
It would completely change the game. And it's not just about making things easier. It's about making learning more engaging, more effective, more equitable.
Absolutely. It's about unlocking everyone's potential to learn and grow, regardless of their background or circumstances. And that's just one example. We could talk for hours about the potential in healthcare, in scientific research, in business, you name it.
This has been such an amazing conversation. I feel like we've only scratched the surface of what's possible, but in a good way.
It really is just the beginning. But that's what makes this such an exciting time to be working in this field. There's so much potential for innovation and discovery. It's really quite exhilarating.
And a little daunting too, right? I mean, this technology has the power to reshape our world in some pretty fundamental ways.
It does. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to think critically about the implications of what we're building, and to make sure that we're using this technology for good.
100%. This isn't just about building cool gadgets. It's about empowering people, about creating a future where knowledge is accessible and beneficial to everyone.
Precisely. And I think that's a future worth striving for.
I couldn't agree more. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. Thank you so much for joining me and sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure, truly. Always happy to geek out about this stuff with a fellow enthusiast.
And to all our listeners, we hope this has sparked your curiosity, maybe even inspired you to learn more. Because the future of information is being written right now, and it's up to all of us to shape it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those minds wide open.